bringing our man Jason Jones, who's rocking it. It looks like a Detroit hat. Detroit, I think it's a Detroit hat.
Yeah. I like that.
In solidarity with the people who got robbed on the weekend. You know?
Well, that's
if that
that's
had been
true.
The Knicks who got that same call, the nation would be in an uproar. Happens to the Pistons. It was a physical game. No big deal.
I don't know if it would be an uproar for the Knicks. If it had happened to the Lakers, hell would have broke loose.
Sleepless
it
nights.
Happened to the Lakers, damn near. Well, they didn't get an apology from the official NBA Twitter.
This time.
Twitter.
Not this time. They did acknowledge they missed the call, though. Mm-hmm. I think they acknowledge that.
Yeah, and like I've said before, I think that's the dumbest thing the NBA does. It's like, why? What's the point? By the way, you know, it's like, you say these teams are crying because they didn't get the call. Here comes the league. Oh, they had a right to cry. We messed up. My bad. See you next game. Like, what does that do?
It doesn't do anything. We talked about it earlier, and my thought is always like, because to a certain degree, me personally, if a ref gets a call wrong and says, you know what, I messed that one up. I got it wrong. There's a certain level I could respect that. Like, nobody's perfect. Like, all right, right, you missed it. You're acknowledging that you missed it. You're not telling me I'm imagining what I saw. Like, we're all in agreement. You got it wrong. I can respect that. But the majority of the time, it just angers people when they say that. So they should just stop. Like, nobody's caring that you're being transparent or honest. So just stop.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's associated with Detroit who was like, you know what? Thanks for telling us you messed up. We appreciate it. Because when I saw that one live, I go, hold up. Am I tripping? Didn't Josh Hart just run into him?
That was definitely like, foul. I was expecting to hear that whistle, and when they didn't, I was like, "Oh, okay."
Because right. I was like, just lava. It looks like he brushed against his arm on his shot, and I said, "Okay, maybe I'm seeing things." And then you know you get to where my boys are tripping. You know, JJ put his hands in his pocket and did his best impersonation of old boy.
What I tell you? What did I tell you?
JJ had that one coming.
I told everybody listening at some point in the 3 o'clock hour, Jason's going to take a shot at Darvin Ham. We were talking about coaches earlier and how people get all excited for first time coaches like Will Hardy. And let's not pretend Kings fans didn't want Darvin Ham here. And now not a single Tuesday can go by without Jason Jones making a Darvin Ham joke. And you hit it within the first 5 minutes. My man.
I wanted to throw my TV at JJ Redick on Sunday.
Well.
Oh, I'm like, Luka was throwing up his like inside less than 48 hours ago. So let's just play him the entire second half. Why not? He don't need a break. LeBron's only 40. But oh well, it is what it is.
Fourth quarter ate them up, man.
Gabe Vincent.
The fourth quarter
eating
them up in every game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been outscored by like 30 or something in the fourth. I mean, you could, yeah. So let's see what I'll see what they do tomorrow if they, you know, shame themselves, you know, or, you know, but yeah, that was, took a gamble. You blew it, you know.
Meanwhile,
I got to hear Warrior fans talk like they've got the 96 Bulls.
Yeah,
now.
We haven't talked enough about that one. Warriors
time,
up 3-1.
Right
we
there.
Haven't talked enough about that one.
What is up with the Rockets calling a play that says, hey, let's just go right at Draymond Green one-on-one?
Yeah.
I'm like, that was – you called a time – I mean, I like Ime, but you called a timeout to go with that.
Mm.
I mean, you don't try to at least screen and get Draymond off of Sengun? You know, you don't try – I'm just like, okay, that was the play. But I also think, you know, they've had trouble scoring all year when they struggle. And their offense is just so hard to watch sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Jalen Green had his one game, and then now he's gone back to I don't know what he's doing. It's been a very interesting postseason so far. I mean, Tyler Hero talked mess, and then they got beat by like a combined like 90 the last two games.
Yikes! I put a little bit of that on Ime though. Just a little bit. I mean, Jalen Green, you're still responsible for your production and what you do. But, I mean, your coach has shown no confidence in you at all. You're a young guy, first playoffs, and it feels like the second you do something wrong, you're sitting. Like, he was 3 of 8, I think, yesterday. He only played 25 minutes. And I'm looking at this situation, not that Jalen Green is like this like unbelievable ball player, but he is talented. And if I'm Ime, I'm like, we can't win if Jalen isn't producing. So like, what does it make sense for me to just not play him and bury him on the bench?
Especially in a situation where your offense is your weak point. Mm-hmm. And you need as many, because I mean, late in that game, I'm saying, okay, I like Eason as a player, you know, for his role, but he's not going to create any offense for you. I mean, you know, Dylan Brooks is not going to create offense. They're going to dare Dylan Brooks to shoot. And like, if we lose because Dylan Brooks hit a three, we lose. Mm-hmm. They've actually got to respect Jalen Green's offense, mm-hmm. even if it is streaky. So, yeah, you've seen some very creative, interesting things, I think, you know, across the board. I feel bad for Dame, you know. I mean, you know, go down like that. It's you know, everyone's now saying that Miami is proof why you should get rid of the play-in, because what were they doing in the playoffs in the first place?
That was tough. Those last two games were tough, and like, they did them at home.
Yeah, they were down by like 60 at home. How are you down 70 to 25?
That's crazy. That's so bad.
Why?
That was the worst performance ever.
That's so bad.
I mean, 70 to 25. I mean, when you make the optimistic Ernie Johnson tap out, that is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, Ernie just be nice to everybody, and he's like, "This was
Ernie
awful."
Didn't say anything bad about anyone. Ernie was like, "Yeah, get this off the screen, please."
Speaking of, did you see the clip of Shavano on the bench next to? I think he's next to Steph, and Jimmy's right there, and they're sitting down clearly on a timeout, and like it's quiet, and then Buddy goes, My bad. And Jimmy gets up and looks back like.
Like I said, they did it again last night, bro. I'm Buddy Hield. I'm like, hey, bro, none of this is funny, bro. Stop making a
Buddy
joke out of Hield me, bro.
Buddy Hield disgusts Jimmy Butler.
I mean, thanks to everyone except Buddy Hield. It is just funny seeing what, you know, people in Sacramento saw for years on this stage.
Yeah.
It's like, Buddy, stop dribbling.
Stop dribbling. Yeah. Like,
crazy.
When he got his pocket picked by Steven Adams the other day on the perimeter, I was like, come on, Buddy. You can't dribble past a center.
They had Steve Kerr, you see him after the game when they had the video in the locker room, and he's like, well, I'm gonna start this off by saying a sentence that's never been said in the history of the world. Buddy Hield set the tone on defense. Yay! If I was Buddy, I'd be like, hey, man. Hey.
I feel bad because I'm like, does Buddy know they're like making fun of him with all this?
Buddy is
or
the.
Is Buddy just like
they literally, the Warriors are treating Buddy Hield like the village idiot. Like
they're like in another world, if Jimmy Butler tweets about a teammate, thanks to everyone except Buddy, that teammate goes in there and slaps Jimmy Butler. Like, you don't embarrass me like that. You don't single me out as the one guy who didn't help the win.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Buddy's like, yeah, whatever.
Way worse. It's like a ritual at this point.
I mean,
hey, did we crap on Buddy today? No? All right, make sure we get one in during the press game. Post game.
And I thought sometimes people in Sacramento were harsh. I thought, you know, I thought back in the day Dave Yeager would roll his eyes at Buddy, but I mean, gosh, Jimmy Butler is just, I mean, just relentless on poor Chavano. I'm just like, and then they got all these so many just Buddy clips now. Buddy Hield meets Steph Curry, the greatest shooter ever. Yeah, you might want to give him the ball when he's open.
Shut up. That's what I would tell you.
Buddy, like, probably like, if Steph is number one, I'm number two. Like, what's the big deal?
I think Buddy's taken like two shots since that video.
Well, the crazy thing is, which they should be showing us some respect, Buddy's played well in those two games, in games three and four. He was a big time reason as to why they were able to get those two games, man. And,
yeah, he had some big shots. He has his Buddy moments, but you know, Buddy giveth and Buddy, you know, goes Buddy sometime. But I'm just like, did Jimmy just like arrive and be like, I can't stand this dude.
Like, he made up his mind on the plane that he didn't like Buddy Hield.
It's like he got on the phone and talked to, like, Davey. Davion didn't play with him, but, like, who did he know? Like,
Tyrese called Jimmy, like, you ain't going to believe this.
He's like, yeah.
And he sent him the clip of Buddy shooting the half-court shot with 7 seconds left. Tyrese and Harrison Barnes chasing down the rebound and putting it back.
Harrison Barnes tweeted him, like, get ready, Jimmy.
Tyrese was Harrison, like, what was that?
Harrison shoots him a text like, you do get ready for the Buddy Hield experience.
It's quite an experience, man. But the Warriors up 3-1 in that series. Hey, but I don't want to. What do you think of your boy, your brother, your bruh is at Sac State? Shaquille O'Neal is the general manager of Sac State Athletics. That's your man.
I don't even know what that means.
It's just a blanket term.
Then when I saw what the description was, I'm like, he never even have to be in Sacramento to do most of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just like when he was an owner.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, you see all these pro, you know, current and former players, they're general managers. I'm like, what are we doing now? I'm like, isn't like Max Crosby the general manager, Eastern Michigan? It's like Steph is the general manager. I'm like, what exactly are these guys doing? Are they just to be able to say, hey, do you call them and say, hey, Shaq, could you give this recruit a call?
Something, you know, like that. Or we talked about, like,
ooh, Sac State's got a new commit.
Uh-oh.
Mikey Williams. That's official.
Hey, it's all there popping, bro. It's all there popping at the new nest, bro. Hey, Jay, you're going to have to get down here.
Williams.
You're going to have to get down here. It's popping.
I smell an athletic assignment coming next season. Jason, go hang out with Mike Bibby and
hey,
what they got going on in Sac State. Right. I think it's cool, though. I mean, I can, you know, up there spending that NIL money. Mm-hmm. Got the quarterback who used to be, where was he last, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, go out there and do the damn thing. I ain't mad at it.
It is.
You know, Cal women's basketball got a transfer from South Carolina. You know, I'm like, okay, go ahead, go Bears. Football team can't get right at Cal, but oh well. I don't know. Nothing been like lost all its running backs in a day before.
They got to get. Did they ever give my man full control, Ron Rivera?
They worked out something now. They've worked out something to where the donors, unlike me, who actually give a whole lot of, who have money to give, are like happy. They worked something out.
Mm.
No one has any faith in, they don't have any faith in the athletic department. And I really can't blame them for not having a lot of faith at this point.
Who would be the general manager of Cal? Is that Marshawn? Who should be that?
Well, right now it's Ron Rivera.
I mean, but who would be better? Because
I think Marshawn would be more fun.
I think Marshawn is the one. Marshawn. You got to make Marshawn Lynch the general manager of Cal.
Jason Kidd.
No, Marshawn would be the most fun.
No, he'd be. Because
Marshawn would be like, imagine, you know, Marshawn speaking to the donors.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, how about your boy? Well, that's your boy. You got to claim him.
No.
That's your boy.
He get rid of the medical staff. They're trying to give him ayahuasca. You like, sprained your ankle. Here you go. Whole team on a straight psychedelic trip. Nah, we're good. They'd be like the highest team. And like, it wouldn't be the highest ranking, but they'd be the highest ranked team. They'd just be gone.
Just high. Yeah.
They'd just be high. Like, they're not going to have spring football. They're going down to, like, Peru for the weekend instead. It just, yeah, no. Aaron can do whatever Aaron does. We don't need his conspiracy theory.
And they don't show – they just show up the day before the game. There's no, like, practice. They just show up the day before the game and play.
Like, where's your quarterback at? Oh, he decided to go into, like, a wellness camp for the week. Yeah. He could go sit in the dark for 5 days. If we're going to do like people who do not need to be the GM, I think Aaron would be at the top of the list of people who do not need to be the GM.
RFK, the new director of sports medicine at Cal.
That would definitely happen under Aaron Rodgers' watch. Whole teams just inflicted with like curable diseases.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there suspending guys who are vaccinated. It'd be all bad.
Did Jeff Kent go to Cal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Get Jeff Kent in there.
Nah.
Jason Jones could be the general manager over at Cal.
He can't be. And he is the professor.
Come on, man.
It'd be a pay raise, I'm sure. I'd give it a shot.
Well, Shaq's doing it for, but he's volunteering. I don't know if you saw that. It's on a voluntary basis.
Oh, I can't top that. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna need some. You know, I don't have no NBA money in the bank. I'm gonna need some ends.
That was a wild thing for your boy to throw in the tree. No, this is a voluntary assignment that Shaq has taken on. All right, man.
So basically, he's a booster.
Booster. Well, one of the things we thought about, too, is...
Is that still a term, though, in the NIL world? Are you still considered a booster?
Maybe so. But, like, we thought about, like, if they... Mikey Williams, for example. Like, you have Mikey Williams here, and, hey, man, we're about $500,000 short. Shaq... Oh, okay, let me call the general. Let me call the general, see if they can put in $500,000.
Let me call Reebok. Hey, you want to, you know, you guess what, Mike? You got to deal with Reebok now. Money made it up.
He said that's not going to get me here. Sorry.
It's definitely a hell of a weapon to have. Because, I mean, that's the whole thing about NIL, too. Like, Cooper Flagg had to deal with New Balance playing at a Nike school.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. As soon as the season's over. Yeah, I mean, there's all types
of different game.
Yeah, a whole different multiple possibilities now, you know. Somebody said, too, it's kind of how dispensaries put the weed man out. Remember, they used to be the bag man in college sports. Like, you'll see the money man, like Johnny Manziel did, you know, told him, you put $3 million in an account, he'll stay another year.
Yeah.
That money guy is kind of, you know, a different thing now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some legit, like, hey, I'll get you a deal, you know, get you a car dealership deal, you know. Some of these guys are going to make more money in NIL than they ever will as a pro.
I don't mind the, like, transfer portal. I was a little like our boy Andre, it's just like school to school to school. Like, and I mean, you know, it's great. Mikey Williams is coming to Sac State from UCF, but it's like, what are we doing? Like, what is best for these young men? Mm-hmm. Is it to catch the quick bag? Is that what we're doing? Or is it really the best opportunity to go to the next level? Like, what is the level of movement with some of these moves is even for someone who defends the process, it is kind of getting to be like a lot. Like, Andre was debating going back to Stanford.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all right.
It's like they're mercenaries now. It's a weird thing. It's like I got a friend of mine who coaches at a mid-major, and he said the problem is now this: you get a guy in there, if he's any good, you can't keep him. But if he's not any good, your team sucks. And so it's like you basically are developing guys, and if they're any good, they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Unless you have, like, you know, that Ohio State money, that Duke money, you know, it's like, you think about it with Mikey Williams, if he has a great season, more than likely it's his only season. If he is either you go pro or, you know, you've got someone like a North Carolina or one of those big schools or a USC saying, hey, we'll give you more money.
Mm.
You know, and it's a wild. I can't keep up. Like, all I do now is Google names that I see say are committed. And like, okay, where did you come from? Because I can't keep up.
Right.
I said, Cal, the women landed a commit. I didn't realize she played at South Carolina. I'm like, oh, wow, we're getting South Carolina players? I'm like, go ahead, Charmin Smith. I'm down with that. You know, then the football team gets a random guy you've never heard of, and Then you realize that some of the guys on the basketball team that you liked are gone, and you didn't, like, oh, he left too. Mm. It puts a school like a Sac State, your lower level D1 schools in a weird bind, because if you got a guy who's really good, you got to spend the whole season trying to fend off other schools now.
Right, and it's one of those things where. I've said for a while, like, they've got to scale back on what they can do in this transfer portal. Like, you, if you leave, you should have to sit out a year, you know, because you can't. The year-to-year thing, the year-to-year contract stuff, it's just become too crazy. And another mid-major coach, I remember the coach Grambling, said a couple years ago, because he put out what you just laid out there, as far as the mid-majors being a springboard to go to the big one, bigger schools. It's like, look, I'm not saying take anything away from the kids. Like, that's not – they're getting paid. They're getting their money. That's cool. But, like, the NCAA should work on some type of buyout money for me. You know what I mean? If I'm recruiting these kids, building them up, and they're able to springboard to another level, I should get something out of this because my job is to win games, and I keep having to lose these players because of the system that they implemented. So if they're not going to have the kids sit out a year, there should be something in place for these mid-major coaches. You know,
One of the coach at Howard said, how do you evaluate me? Because if I got to replace an entire team every year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it, like you get hurt from, I forget the player's name, but they had found a guy, you know, a young man who wasn't really recruited, got to Howard, ends up being conference player of the year. And they spend the whole year knowing they're going to lose it. You do all this work, you get, you know, and so I don't know. I really don't know what the solution is. I've heard some coaches suggest maybe they have to sign a 2-year contract or whatever it is. And if you leave, whether it be to go pro or you leave for another school, you forfeit X amount. You know, you have to have a buyout or something, you know. And that's one of the complaints I'm seeing now, you know, you read online is that some people feel like, hey, the quarterback who was going to UCLA, was it that his brother went to what Arkansas or somewhere and got paid, and then he bounced? And like, where's our money? Like, well, peace. Maybe it wasn't him, but I heard that story where guys will get paid and like, I'm still leaving. You know, I'm not giving the money back.
Mm-hmm.
So the system is just. I mean, but I also say the NCAA did this to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They had decades to compensate these athletes, and they refused. You know, and so. Part of me says, oh, well, you know what? So what if your system is all jacked up?
But that's why right now in these first handful of years of this NIL transfer portal kind of almost like the player empowerment era of college basketball, that's why if you're the NCAA, that's why if you're all these old school coaches or even new school, you just have to take it. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while to get all of this ironed out and figured out and regulated and how does this work best for the schools and the athletes and the agents and the advertisers and everybody involved. It's going to take time to collectively bargain, so to speak, mm-hmm. all of that mm-hmm. stuff. Right now, take it on the chin and shut the F up.
Yeah,
because like you just say, you started all this.
Are you pull a Tony Bennett and you just get out the game?
Yep.
Just say, I don't want to do it. You yep. know? And some of these dudes, they're like, I'm not doing this. I'm not kissing up to these kids. Hmm. And so, you know.
There's a reason Coach K retired.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he was tired of basketball. Like it was
Jay Wright too.
Yeah, all of these.
Yeah,
all of them.
Like, it's different when you ain't the only one with money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
When everybody can get paid, you know, you can't hoard everyone. Like you can't keep, you know, that third string running back who's a 5-star on your team because he's still getting paid under the table until it's his time to play. That guy's like, I'm out of here. I'm not playing right away. Bye. Because there's another coach somewhere else who's talking to him or someone's talking to him and saying, hey, or talking to the guy's agent saying, hey, come over here. We got you.
Mm-hmm.
You get a nice little bump in pay and you will start.
And look, Shaquille O'Neal's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you looking like UCLA? Foster's going to tell the quarterback. So, by the way, yeah, Nico's on the way, guys, just so you know. Like, I know we just were going through spring football. I've been – by the way, Nico's on the way, so some of y'all got to kick. Somebody might be kicking rocks.
So the quarterback said, I want to trade.
Yeah.
They traded.
Yeah.
They did a de facto trade to Tennessee.
Yeah, it's wild. You know, there's just, you know, but like I said, NCAA did this to itself. Like you look at Cam Ward, his college journey, it's like boom, 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 that first round pick, first overall pick. You know, so it was just funny watching the draft, too. They're showing highlights of guys. They got 2 and 3 different schools. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
It was like, I'm like, why are they showing San Diego State? Oh, I didn't know the guy from Ohio State started at San Diego State. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They're like, and then like one of the guys from UCLA got drafted. I forgot. He started at Cal. Mm. I'm like, yeah, this is, you know.
My boy Femi. That's my boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Second rounder, man. Salute to him. Out of consumer.
Yeah, I was like, you know. But it's like you can't even, you know, people want to get angry at the players. I'm like, I can't have all this venom toward them. People are like, well, I can't believe he did this. I'm like, I can't. Got paid. I'm not mad at him. Do what's best for you, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so yeah, it was just weird, though. They're showing highlights. Like, here's his tape over here, and, you know, then he went here, and then he went here. Like, the quarterback the Saints drafted. It's like, how were you in the same high school class as Trevor Lawrence?
He's like 26.
You just got drafted last weekend. Like, what? We're like, he was teammates with the tight end at Oregon 6 years ago. Like, man, like I said, the NCAA earned this stuff, though. So I will shed few tears over their complaints about ratings. The only one that's not, I think, maybe women's basketball isn't as bad, but it's getting there. People are leaving Dawn Staley.
It's picking up.
Yeah, they're leaving Dawn Staley. So it's like, if they're no one's immune.
I was just going to tell Jason. KC said Luka Doncic can't win a title. Do you?
It's Cleveland all over again. That's not what I said.
Well, I know he doesn't believe that because we're both Laker fans.
The hell we are.
I know he didn't say that.
Wolves up.
I whatever that means. I don't think the Laker team is constructed to win a title. I think you need to have some rim protection.
Can Luka Doncic be the best player on an NBA championship team?
I think with the right team, yeah.
I'm with you.
I think he can be. I think.
I believe KC said he was ass. I believe those were his exact words.
His defense is ass.
Wow.
I'll say that. His defense is
ass. I mean, there's times defensively, I'm like going, what the hell? You know, I think. Because he doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to be a great defender. It's just like, just don't be a cone. I think like on Sunday, they all became cones in the fourth quarter because they were gassed. I think it's possible.
Well, you say that, don't be a cone. Like, he's been a cone his entire career. Why would that change now? And he's even more out of shape.
He cannot be a cone. He's shown. To me, defensively, his model has to be who the guy I've compared him to the most. He's got to be James Harden. He's got to use his strength. And maybe that means maybe like a series like this, maybe you got to put him, if you're just going to try something, hell, I'd put him on Gobert. They don't want to give Gobert a freaking ball. Gobert would be 2 feet from the basket with his hands up. Ant and Julius, like, I'm going to shoot a three. I'm not giving you the ball. Then you got to be creative. But I remember what Mike D'Antoni did with James Harden. He basically put James on power forwards. Because even though James is strong, if anything. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if you're going to completely disrupt your offense, that's completely go with James Harden, with a guy who you normally don't go through, you live with that. So I think there's ways to do it. You know, there's times where I'm like, oh my God. I see what Nico was thinking, but then I laughed because Nico was still wrong. But hey,
I wouldn't have traded him. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, like I said, I hear what he's saying. I hear you, Nico. But the more you talk about it, Nico, I don't know if you're trying to be funny, but saying things like I didn't know he was that popular doesn't help.
Yeah, all right. Now you're just.
Goodbye, I'm like, Nico. Yeah. Goodbye, like someone Nico. Said, those weren't Tyron Smith jerseys in the stands.
Goodbye, Nico. I'll ask you another question about that, though. I give you $100. You can put it on Luka winning a championship first, or Anthony Edwards. Who you putting it on?
I put it on Anthony. He's got a more complete team. This is a bad – this was not the matchup I wanted for the Lakers. I liked it when Memphis was at six.
Yeah.
This was not the matchup I wanted. This is not – yeah. Especially if they have Julius. No, I don't. This is not the matchup I wanted, but I think they have a more complete team. You know, so if I had to put money on it, I would put the money on Anthony right now because his team is more complete.
All right. I didn't hate this matchup. Oh, well, I don't like Minnesota. So,
I also know Minnesota. What were they up last year? And then, they ended up in a game. Yeah, they were up. What they up? 2-0 and they lost three in a row.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, they won the first one. Then they won the first two at Denver. Then they were down 20 in game 7 and somehow won. So, You know, I say, hey, Lakers, try to get one. If you get one, you know, you get one on Wednesday, take your chances back in Minnesota. And if you get somehow get back to game seven, I'll take Luka and LeBron in a game seven at home. But we got a ways to go to get there.
Yeah, no, just give up. Just give up. Roll over to
me. No. Yeah. You're not going to talk about the Lakers how you talked about the Kings the last month of the season.
I've looked up at the TV twice, and on each separate occasion, someone was screaming as an official. They're going to a
commercial. A lot of that.
The first time,
entire playoffs.
It was Giannis. The second time, it was T.J. McConnell, for God's sakes.
I think we can all agree objectively the officiating has been ass in the playoffs.
It's been bad.
It's been bad. I mean, last five years, collectively,
there's been some pretty bad damn officiating this postseason.
These guys are awful. They've been bad the last handful of years.
And my thing is, though, what's the point of announcing their blown call and then, like, what happens? Okay, you messed up. You know, and I'm still trying to figure out where the Hawkeye camera came from. I'm like, y'all pulled some new camera out all of a sudden. I'm like, the Hawkeye camera.
Good. It got that cheating LeBron. It got him. Good.
Oh, man. Man, stop it, man. You know you were texting me angry. Like, how could they do this to us?
It's a lie.
I was like, KC, we're not on the team. We're just fans. And you're like, they did us wrong. I'm like, no, enjoy your Sunday with the family. It's going to be all right.
We got to go, but did you see him glowing about Dodger Stadium last week?
Stop it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You ain't tagged me on that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very nice stadium. I'm not a hater.
Okay, whatever. You're a fan. No. You're a fan. You a fan. You a fan.
No, of the Giants. Of the first place San Francisco Giants. Show some respect.
You a fan?
I just saw we coming up on the year anniversary of all that stuff.
Man, that was a time.
Today was the anniversary of academics saying 16 days with no response.
Oh, man.
That was a time.
Yeah, it was something. It was something, that's for sure.
Out of here.
Are you going to Dot in San Francisco? You're going to see Kendrick somewhere. Where?
I don't know yet because we had to do some weird, you know, children thing. So I'm kind of tied up with being a father, but I may figure out how to leave them at home.
No, okay, yeah, no, anyway. Okay.
I mean, they're old enough, you know. I'm
well,
like,
you don't have to admit everything on the radio. We could have.
I wouldn't be leaving infant.
I mean, to be clear, your kids are like 6'7". They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no one's going to bother them.
They're the size of, and they eat like grown men. They'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah, but for sure.
My youngest one, Kendrick, would be mad if I go see Kendrick and he's here. And it's like,
fair enough.
Yeah.
He'd be like, how you going to name me after the man and I can't go to the concert?
Fair enough. Take him.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Jay, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
All right, y'all take it easy.